News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, getting your partner flowers, making them coffee every morning, giving them presents 6 months before their actual birthday, is this the bare minimum in the relationship or the princess treatment? This apparently is the question that has been gripping attention on social media recently. Alana Kirk, author and midlife coach. Have you been following this trend on TikTok?
I've watched way too many videos for my own good. It began when an influencer called Courtney Palmer did a video where she talked about being a princess and loving her princess treatment, where she would go to a restaurant. She wouldn't even make eye contact with the waitstaff. Her husband would do all the talking. He would order for her. He would open all of her doors. And it caused a little bit of a reaction.
She's not an Irish woman, I'm
She's
guessing.
Not Irish. She is American.
I don't know any Irish woman that would... In fact, generally, I think the Irish women like to do the ordering for everybody.
I think so too. So it set off a little bit of a reaction. In fairness to her, she has come back saying the reason she loves that, she talked about, you know, letting her man lead with strength, was because she does all of the work during the day and she loves to have, you know, let him take over in the evening. So we'll give her that. But what it really sparked was a really funny debate online now is what constitutes the bare minimum in a relationship and what constitutes princess treatment. And as you can imagine, there might be some disparity in what women consider to be bare minimum and what men consider to be princess treatment.
So what do you consider the bare minimum? What do you consider princess treatment?
Well, I mean,
and is princess treatment good or is it ridiculous?
I would hate to tell anybody how that they should consider what of their values. But at the end of the day, this is what goes on between each relationship. And I think it's a really important conversation to have. How it's translated on TikTok is that men are sitting on a chair, women are sitting in front of him with a hose. She's asking him a list of questions. If he says it's the bare minimum, he doesn't get hosed. If he says it's princess treatment, he gets soaked. The funniest one was when one husband was doing it to his wife's ex-husband. But the point being, and the list of questions
how
could
did
be...
How did they persuade him to participate in that?
It was very funny. So only do you remember my birthday? I would go with bare minimum for that.
I think that's bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Yeah.
Some of them would you bring me a coffee every morning? Some people are,
every morning, I think, is princess
again,
treatment. I think...
Does
you know,
that depend on the relationship?
Every couple of mornings, a couple of mornings a week, I think is bare minimum.
Is he coming home though to a fully made dinner? You know, it's give
bare
and take
no,
in the
I'm
relationship.
Joking. I'm joking.
And you have to decide yourself in a relationship what you live with. But it has raised a lot of debates, and actually several newspapers have actually gone as far as to list the 50 questions to ask your partner.
So my mother had a saying, sometimes men need to be told what to do.
I think so. And this is where we talk about conflict over conversation. I work with a lot of women and there's frustration sometimes. And it's not because their men are bad or misogynist. It's because they maybe haven't expressed themselves properly. You know, knowing...
Are you saying that we Irish men find difficulty in doing that?
You know, one of the questions is that you would make an effort on a date night and come up with the whole night yourself without being asked.
Now,
a lot of men, they think that's princess treatment. For a lot of women... Once in a while, that would be bare minimum. So I do think as a relationship...
Is it possible to think it's not princess treatment but also feel slightly under pressure as I thought of it?
Yes. And again, I think those conversations keep evolving in a relationship. When you're young and in love and you don't have any kids or massive responsibilities, you can probably do a lot more of that loving, kind, generous things. When you're bogged down 5 kids later and you're trying to pay the mortgage, it might be different. So... As your relationship evolves, so do your conversations. But I do think it's really important to figure out what the bare minimum is, because if you are constantly letting the other person down in their eyes, you don't want to get hosed down in the back garden.
No.
You want to be able to understand, okay, I get that sometimes she wants, so one of the questions is, you randomly buy flowers once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
A lot of men will say that's princess treatment. Some woman goes, well, occasionally... Because
I don't see that as
it's
princess treatment. I think if you're expected to do it...
Well, you're a better partner than a lot.
No. I think that's fair.
In fairness, he actually is, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. I'm not claiming any greatness on this. Yeah. My wife is probably listening going, he is not.
Small acts of kindness, whatever they look like. So for one person, that means doing the dishes. For another person, it means bringing home flowers. It is, I think, in any relationship, when you feel loved and valued, that's the bare minimum.
Doing the dishes is surely the bare minimum.
I think so.
That's not princess treatment.
Exactly. No, so I was going to say, you can, here's my bare minimum. Remember my birthday and do the feckin' dishes.
Okay. And the hoovering.
That sounds like bare minimum to me.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you indeed. Alana Kirk, author and midlife coach. Thank you indeed for coming into us. Kira, a few people get in touch about various issues.
Yes, including the peeing, sitting down situation from
Who would have thought there is
sitting
a contingent.
To pee when you get up at night saves waking yourself up more because you can keep the light off. Sure, you can stand and pee in the dark, but I do like my wife, kids, and cats.
What's the cat doing?
The cat could be in the bathroom, I suppose. I haven't.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.